Cool. Yeah. So, you know, you had mentioned it on the whiteboard session the other day. So I was like, man, let's, you know, let's dig into that. Let's dig into that can of possibility, you know, because it's a great one. I mean, and you know, it doesn't have to be the only focus of your career, certainly, but is there a place where an hour or two a week you can just say what's going on in the LGBTQ community in the world? And shit, yeah. I mean, how could a female magician from Australia who's awesome, you know, bring something to this event that's never here? So I don't think it's a bad place to swing for the fences on, you know, a couple times a week.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Okay.
So I'd love to explore that path.
Okay. Yeah. You know, I just, let's see, LGBT events. I mean, it's funny. It's just do hit like LGBTQ events worldwide, you know, and or Australia even, just to kind of play with some. I mean, swinging for the fences doesn't have to be a lifetime event. It's like something like, oh, I'm going to LGBT. Oh, I guess they don't do the Q so much in the world there. Yeah.
Well, you know the opportunity that I saw because I started off as a specialist wedding magician. Well, now that Australia has said yes, you know, there's more and more weddings in the LGBT community. So
Australia opened up to gay marriages.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
that's awesome. And have you performed with them?
No, but I didn't want to. You know, I'm very. Oh. Protective of my time.
I get that.
I don't want to, you know, spend too much time on something new when I'm, you know, trying to really build a solid business from the kids and corporate. So
totally.
Just add something else. But that definitely came across, you know, when Australia said yes, and, you know, the wedding scene and all that. Definitely on the list.
Yeah. To do. Okay. Cool. Well, good. Let's put that a little bit on the back burner. But, you know, I just, must not have gone into my right screen here. Let me get into my screen so I can share here. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I just punched in something about worldwide event, LGBTQ events in Australia. And, you know, you can see there's stuff going on, and it may be worth just taking a look at what's happening. Just saying, what if I throw, you know, what if I pitch out there and just, you know, do a simple CVI page and,
yeah,
I don't know, man. I mean,
yeah, absolutely. You're right. Okay. You know, I could simply just do a landing page and
get it in front of an event producer, because I mean, and what a trip to just go to, like, you know, a big gathering, like where it's like a, you know, flag in the sand type thing they're doing, and, you know, oh, here's this totally cool a magician from Australia we're having. You know, whatever, whoever the big people of the day are, but to be one of those people would be kind of cool. Yeah. And it would open a lot of doors. So, you know, I talk in Showbiz Blueprint in week one and two, like, about, you know, what is our unique thing, and, you know, how can we use our short shelf life as performers to really jump into it and own it. So if you're up for it, hey, I'm just saying it because the other day was the first time you ever mentioned it after a couple of years of hanging around each other. So.
Yeah. I just never thought that, you know, being in part of the career path, but
I get that, and it doesn't have to be. I like to see a crack and stick a screwdriver in there and see if it opens a little more.
Well, it definitely makes me unique.
Yeah, it's a nice place to be coming from. So well, good. Okay, so let's look at money challenge stuff. I mean, the money game, and see what's going on with you and where you've done and what we could do to maybe boost the results here in the final stretch.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I have been a bit slack these 2 weeks. Just wanted to confess, but I am. Let me have a look at my board right here. So I've proposed about 40K to date, and I've only closed like one or two.
Okay.
And it's been sending out CVIs to leads that I've been paying for. So I haven't explored the, you know, the LinkedIn or, going to research on certain companies. I haven't started that yet. And I feel like there's something that's stopping me from doing that.
Okay.
Of the not knowing who to approach and, okay. and you know, just to, just not, I know you've done sessions on, you know, how to approach the invite, the process, but I just felt like it wasn't enough for me to, enough knowledge for me to go ahead and be confident and say, hey, these are the process that I need to take. I'm sort of still a bit airy-fairy on what exactly I need to do and who to approach. More importantly, who's the right person, how to find that right person to approach.
Okay. Okay, before we get into that, how many no's have you gotten? You said you booked one or two. How many no's have you gotten?
So many.
Good.
So many.
Well, you've actually heard that we're not hiring you, we're not using you for this event. You followed through. You've done the steps to follow through.
Yeah. For the paid leads, I have. I've always been doing that process. I'm comfortable with that.
I love it. Okay.
You know, the emotion is not so much attached anymore. Sometimes it's still there, but. You know, I'm quite comfortable with that.
Good. I love hearing that. Okay. I want to make sure the two that you booked aren't the only two that you've heard back from. You've taken it through, you've stayed through the conversation and
no, of course good. Not. Yeah, I hound them like crazy. And even when they say no, or they chose another entertainer, I try to ask, you know, what was the reason for that. Some reply, some don't. If they don't reply, I don't want to be too pushy.
No, you don't need to. Yeah. No, you just need to make sure you're getting to the point where you're getting an answer, because the work is input.
Like really vague is like, oh, we decided not to use your services anymore. And I would be really curious to know why, but you know, some people are just not comfortable telling you.
Okay. That's all right. So here's what I want you to do. I know you said you had a hard time. Let's just spend our half hour here looking into two, and you'll see the rhythm, and then you'll say, okay, I'm going to do this for all of them. And I'll share the screencast on this one. You know, up in the upper right, if you're interested, you can make it's speaker view, and then you'll see, I don't know if you're seeing half and half view or just full of my screen.
I see full of your screen.
Okay, perfect. Let me find something to help me see. Oh, it's Tracy. Okay, here we go. Oh, shoot, that joke would have been way better if you had seen me put my glasses on when I said, oh, it's Tracy. Without the visuals, the jokes, man, fall flat. So let's just do this. You know, I'm just popping into Google Images. I'm typing 2018 Annual Conference Sydney, and I'm just going to kind of poke through here, and I'm just going to see what's going on. Great. These are freaking amazing places to get no's from. This is the level I want you to be pitching at for the next couple of weeks. Like, get no's from these huge conferences that are coming. Because within those, you're going to get some yeses. So AACB, I don't know all that means. It's a scientific meeting, one of them. You'll see so many.
Oh, what'd you type in?
Oh, I don't know. Right here. 2018 Annual Conference Sydney.
Okay.
Let me get a Facebook screen up here. Let me get you on here, and that way I can drop some notes as we're doing this into here. Oh my gosh, who's that guy? That looks very serious. Not my kind of, not the kind of thing I usually see on a Tracy Tam, the one, the only. Okay, so there's some Google results that you can probably look at. So, I mean, let's take through the video here, just going through one of these. It looks at least, okay, this one's March 9th and 10th, already happened. What's this water thing? It's October 8th and 12th. This is the distance out that's really fun to play with. You know, they got enough time. They probably have the receptions they're not set up for. They probably have morning kickoffs. They probably have, you know, whatever you want to offer them. So we just click on that thing, and then this could go a million different ways, Tracy. I mean, you just have to be flexible on this. But the flow was, you know, you go into Google, look at an image, type this visit. It takes you here. It may take you to some site that has something to do with it. It may take you to a site that has nothing to do with it. Mm-hmm. It won't take you to a Facebook page. Actually, it may. So visit, and it's going to bring you to this event. And there's probably a thing here. Sometimes it says visit website. So let's do that. Event website. Working together. Now here, the thing I look for is past agendas, like what did they do last year, or if they have a sort of a rundown of what's happening at this one. And here you go, conference chair. Here's your name right here. You know, I'll grab this name and I'll plug this in, and I'll go over to LinkedIn, which I probably have open. LinkedIn, and let me just put water here. Was that what he was? Let's see, what was this thing? Stormwater.
Stormwater.
Stormwater 2018. God, I keep going back to that guy. Intern at UC Davis. Andrew Allen. Water Australia. Yeah, Stormwater Australia. This is the guy right here. So you can see he's active. He's got 500 plus connections on LinkedIn. You can hit connect here. LinkedIn members are more likely to accept invitations. Send now. So you're going to hit add a note. And you can say, Andrew. And I'll show you what you send next. See, just something like that. I'm going to stick this in your chat okay. here.
Cool.
Bing bong. Okay. So send invitation. Oh, and then right here, you're going to stick a customized video that you're. So this is something I want you to make, and this is going to be.
Oh, so I stick it in there.
Yeah, just put a link to it right in there.
Oh, okay.
Tracy, at that point. All you have to do is just say, I'm doing this. It doesn't matter if they answer you. If they don't, you're going to check in with a couple of days. Don't be any more salesy than what I wrote right there. I mean, that's as salesy as you want to get. It's just an introduction. But connect with them. So this video, I want you to make like a 30-second commercial where it's got you on screen at the very beginning saying, hey, Andrew, just reading about Stormwater 2018 in Sydney. Here's something. Boom, cut out to a video that's showing you at different events, doing magic tricks, and a voiceover. Are you any good at making video?
Yeah.
I mean, you're great at live ones, but if you have to edit something together, hopefully you can do something that's just a little bit of B-roll, you know, just with some scenes, let me get back on screen, some scenes of you doing some tricks, showing up, people laughing, engaging, reception type stuff, anything that looks like a reception. And in the background of it, just go on to, let's write a script. You can do a draft of it and send it to me and I'll look through it real quick and shoot it back to you.
Yeah.
Just go through there and write. And this part's generic because this I want you to use for everybody. You're only doing this first 5-second intro to Andrew and then you're going to butt it up against this 20, 25 seconds.
Yeah.
Where you're just going to say, I show up at events and I create magic. I get people talking. I get people laughing. And then maybe if you have a video that shows a little bit of a joke or of you talking, just fade down and bring the audio up during that so they can just hear the punchline of the joke. You know, that's what she said. And then everyone cracks up and then go back to it. Look forward to talking to you about your event. So it's like a 30-second commercial. It's really fast.
Yeah. You're recording this, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Cool. Because I want to listen to that again.
Yeah. No problem. Yeah, I'll shoot that. It'll be on the replay page. Yeah. So... I'm telling you, just do something like that. So let's do another one. So that's the thing for this stormwater one. And let's do one more just for fun.
Yeah, because I did the 60-second one for Christmas. So
awesome.
I'm quite comfortable with that. But I'll shoot it to you. And if you can have a look.
Yeah, just shoot me the written script for it. You know, before you shoot it and get married and fall in love with it, just write something and then let me just look through it. Because if you shoot the video, then I'm just going to say it's great. If we get to talk about it before you get to shoot it, we can make some changes.
Okay, sweet.
And it is great if you shoot it and do it because at least it's done. So, you know, okay, so that's that one. And let's just take a look at one other thing happening and we'll do a quick International Convention Center of Sydney, October 4th, Club NSW Conference.
So Barry, is that the actual proposal?
No, that's not the proposal. That's an introduction to get to talk to them.
Introduction.
You know, that's the, of all the things, that's the connect. and kind of the invite all in one of the CICCP that we're doing.
Okay.
That's kind of the connect and invite. Let's see what this thing is. What's this? International Convention City? Oh, that's the venue. But what is this thing? What is Club NSW?
That's like a university.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm not sure. Maybe that's not the best one. Or, you know, unless you know something, I don't know. I go for the low-hanging fruit at first, you know? Look at this. Early Childhood Australian Conference 2018. When's this? Oh, September 19 to 22. Okay, so I go, let me visit this and see what's going on.
You wanna pop back to the...
Oh, God, look at me making you stare at my big, bald, glassed head. I'll just show you what I was doing. I was just looking through these things, this Club NSW, which you weren't seeing, and then this Be the Difference.
Clubs New South Wales is like, it's probably like all the RSL clubs. Like, what do you guys call it over there? It's...
Aerosol? Like spray cans?
No. It's like like for the soldiers' memorials, they have like all these
like veterans events or something.
All these clubs, these venues. Oh,
like a vets club or something, like a veterans club.
All
right. Anyway, awesome. Yeah, look into that one if you want, but let's dig into this one. This Be the Difference for the children. So this is great. I just click on this and let's see what's going on here. Early Childhood Australian Conference, Be the Difference. Register now. Okay, so I think I just saw something. Download the registration brochure. Let's just take a peek before we commit to that level. The conference, rights, respect, leadership, welcome from someone who looks a little stuffy, but, you know, may have some. Sydney, the map of where it is. Sponsors. This is good info to have, man. They're platinum sponsors because one of them may be the one who ends up sponsoring you, you know?
Oh, okay.
These are the people who, when you're talking to them, say, oh, we don't have money. You go, well, what about KU or My Life? You know, any of these people, they want to sponsor a reception. That's where you connect those dots for them.
So
let me see something. Okay, so let's take a look at this thing. Registration brochure. This will probably tell us a little bit about. So I might scan this stuff just to see. It's a leadership conference, or they're talking about leadership a lot. Practice in teaching and learning, risk and resilience. You know, it's a lot about early childhood. Getting, it's probably for experts in the teaching, people who work with children, you know, social services, whatever like that. International convention, that's where it's at. Introducing Sydney, that's a bunch of stuff. Here's some of the speakers. Professor Paul. Canadian dude. Australian. Shocking that on a conference on how to treat children, there's no one from America. No, I'm kidding.
So for these conferences, I'm pitching like a stage show or roving or...
You know, really like- what you want. I mean, look at this thing, this welcome reception here. Getting one of the their sponsors to sponsor magic at the reception. But that same note that we just wrote to Andrew, let's find the person in charge of this and just send that to them too.
Yeah.
Full conference program will be available early 18. Please visit. I think we're already there. Yeah, we're already there. Sponsorship. Reg fees. Not an expensive conference. Social events. Here's your welcome reception. I mean, this is awesome. Oh, look, and they have fun stuff going on.
Yeah, they do.
And they got the green screen. They probably put the fun scene behind there for people. They got some entertainers on stage, or, you know, they hired Aborigines or something.
Mm-hmm.
They got something going on. Yeah, there's a lot going on here. So let me just see. So I'm just going to hit Control F here and look for coordinator. No, organizer. organizer, chair. Those are the main words. Organizer, this coordinator.
Event manager.
Yeah. Please contact the conference organizers. We'll be pleased. For more information, here's a phone number. If you want to get brave, call up and say, who would I speak to about making sure the reception at, the opening night reception is really magic. Just be brave. Mm-hmm. I can make this a lot bigger for you. Sorry. Oh, this is this lady Ross, right? Okay, so look at this. This is good stuff. Ross. She's probably the only one with that name, which is awesome. Oh no, not even close. Yeah, here she is. Isn't that her? That looks like that picture. Yeah. Well, she loves that photo. That photo gets everywhere.
Yeah.
So, you know, not the most active person in the world on LinkedIn, but, you know, 196 contacts, she's probably a bit picky. But, you know, to send them an in mail, you'd need a paid account on here to be able to do this. You know, to be able to send an email like this. But there's other ways to do this. Let's see if she's doing anything on Twitter. What? How did that come up? Oh, maybe I need to put it in quotes. Or maybe she's just not on here.
Doesn't look like
it. Look at that, Emily Ross Cornish, someone else. Huh, that's weird. Yeah, it doesn't look. Oh, let's see, the Ross Cornish. What's this? Our whole society. Benefits from early childhood learning. Oh, I see. That's just a quote. They quoted her. So you know how to dig through here and find stock people. Stalking is one of the big things that I talked about, you know. Here's something of hers in the Mercury newspaper. You know, so finding this thing, mentioning this. You know, scan a couple articles like this. This is a good thing for you to at least pursue, get in touch with, contact someone, get a yes, get a no from. But you know for sure they're having an opening night reception and they're open to, let me close these, and they're open to cool things. You can see it.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, I'm gonna leave that one alone. But I mean, that's kind of the flow that I would love to see you play with for these next handful of things.
Okay.
You know, just a little bit of time in addition to the stuff you're doing that's, you know, paying your bills. It's like the swing for the fences stuff is freaking huge.
Yeah.
You know, and this is an event. I mean, I don't know if it would be a ton of money, but it's good people. You know, this is the kind of thing that's just good to be in these circles. Let me put that in your chat here. Yeah. All right. So let's talk for a second about kind of what you'd plug if you were, oh, sorry, I was on the screen again. Let's talk a second again about what you'd plug. So you write to this Andrew, or you write to this Ross and they write you back, or, you know, they say, let's talk about this thing. What are you going to talk about? What's something that you'd feel good about doing at even, you know, either of these two conferences that we've seen?
Well, I think that's the thing that's sort of holding me back. Because I'm quite new to the corporate scene. I mean, roving is something I'm always confident in. But I do want to start doing more stage stuff for corporate. And I have done, you know, stage stuff in the past, but for the corporate scene I've sort of just kickstarted that in December, traveling around Australia doing that. But it's sort of with like a smaller group, like, you know, over 100 people, not really on a conference stage. So that scares me a little bit. And which is why I was, you know, asking Dan, when you guys had the, the live session, more about, you know, the lighting and music and all that, because I want to really refine my work and add these elements to it to make it a really good show.
Gotcha. One second. Let me finish a couple notes here for you.
So I guess to answer your question, I'm confident in my stand-up and roving, but I want to produce a stage show.
Okay. One second, let me get this last note. I mean, we're going to talk about three ideas, how you pitch these to this Roz or Andrew, and I'm just going to use them as archetypes to hold the place of the person that you contact, and they say, hey, let's talk about this thing, because your little 30-second video you kicked us is kind of cool, and yeah. We don't have anything planned. You know, we're just going to have someone walk out on stage like we always do, and you've got us thinking that sucks. You know, that kind of thing. Okay, so, let's do this. So, Roz or Andrew write you back and say, okay, cool, let's talk. So, you're going to say, personal command front, that's one thing you're going to offer. Okay, so, this thing, this is about all the benefits of, doing reception work, which you know.
Yeah.
You know, boredom, texting, isolation, hiding out, leaving early, drinking.
I don't know. In Australia, you know.
Yeah, it's a different game, right? That's actually a benefit. I know. I'm just kidding. That one you probably don't want to play with. Okay. Let's see the right way. Okay, and then. Let me just do a few more here. Okay, this is plenty for that. Okay, so for this one, you know, let's that's an idea. And then this is probably something that's kind of scary to see because you don't even know what you do, but I can tell you exactly what this is. And this is something you could pitch to them, and if they said, let's do it, I tell you, you'd be perfect at it. You'd be great at it. The only thing between you and being perfect at it is just knowing that you can do it because you haven't done it yet. That's the only thing.
That's the scary bit.
Yeah, it's great. Award ceremonies are basically these whole nights. By the time about the fourth award, by about 20 minutes into it, people are bored stiff. They start texting. They start chatting. People aren't getting the applause. You can measure it to go down. And smart companies use what I'm saying right now in your conversation. Smart groups do something to break it up every 15 minutes or so. And it's a short appearance. It's a 3-4 minute appearance that either highlights a winner, reveals the next winner in a magical way. Just does a comedy bit to break it up, does something to announce an award. I already said that, to announce award. I was thinking of ways we've done this by, we juggled these balls and I knew which one I had to drop, and then Dan broke it open and had the award winner in it.
Oh, nice.
I was never so happy to not drop the wrong ball in my life.
I'd love to do something like that, you know.
It's, right.
It's definitely something I want to spend a bit more time in producing and be more creative like that.
Yep. Oh, sorry about that. Let me put you back in.
But I feel like I need, you know, something solid before I can sell it. That's how the brain is thinking right now.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a part of your brain. There's a part of your brain right now that is putting all the excuses why it wouldn't work in a 40-point font, and what I'm saying down in a 6-point font. I get it. You know, the trick will be for you to kind of paint the picture. The only thing you need to something solid, as you put it, is being able to talk to them, have a conversation, or just kind of just some of the lines I'm going to write right here for you. You can completely sell it with some of these. And, you know, that good commercial, you know, just edit together something fun that shows you engaging people. Anything you got that's you on stages. It doesn't even have to be with the audio. You have a voiceover narration going in the background. You know, you're walking them through the story of this. So, yeah, that's fine for that. Yeah, that's actually enough for that piece here. And then this kickoff is huge, man. This is just based on your theme, highlighted in the trick. Highlighted in the trick performance.
So this would be the stage stuff.
Yeah, this is, I mean, I would pitch, you know, to either of these Roz or Andrews that you talk to, these people, say, here's three ways that, you know, we could jump into this thing really easy and bring some magic to this thing. Because every session, every conference starts with this general session. Everyone's got their badges, they're stuffed up on caffeine. It's probably, you know, maybe it's an evening performance the night before, or it's probably most likely the morning of the first one. The first night will just be like a half day and they'll have a reception at night.
Yeah,
but it's probably the morning. It's probably like 8:30 a.m. And, you know, some bozo walks out on stage and starts talking, you know, welcoming everybody here. And it's the same spiel, like 90% of it. I could write exactly what they would say for the first couple of minutes. So the thing I always sold on this thing was, this isn't going to be that. You know, this is going to come out with laughs. It's going to come out with energy. It's going to come out with us revealing or doing something dangerous or exciting with your VIP, with your maybe your CEO, who then goes on to speak and welcome the crowd. I mean, that's the image to paint. You could do that so easily with one of these people. I know that.
What, if I could ask, you know, how would you charge for stuff like this?
A lot. Yeah. I mean, what's that?
For 7 minutes.
Oh, yeah. It's not, it doesn't matter. Shit, I've gone all over the world to do 6-7 minute openers. I was on one with in Puerto Rico with Penn and Teller, man. I know they were making probably 10 times what we were, but they had every act coming on during these morning sessions. It was for FedEx. And that was a great gig, but, you know, just pop in, do a bit, and then they have another boring speaker, and then pop in, do another bit. But it was, yeah. Now, you're not getting paid by the hour. Don't worry about that. I mean, I would charge
7 minutes, but you're there for a lot of segments.
Yeah, you know, they're paying you for your professionalism, not for your time on stage. It's not that. So,
well, I guess I'm just trying to get a picture of
what's the most you've ever charged for a private engagement.
What's that?
What's the most you've ever charged for a private engagement?
Including travels.
Sure.
For about $3,000.
$3,000. So, you know, either of these conferences would probably think that's not enough to trust you with their audience. So, I mean, I really wouldn't quote anything less than $5,000 for something like this. Because, you know, there's some customization work that goes into it. There's you setting up your, you know, you may be working with the tricks or something like this, figuring out their theme, choreographing something that's an opening, you know, showing up, the costuming, the meet and greet, the whole, having the props in place. There's a lot that goes there. And you know, you've heard me say, if you charge too little, that could be more off-putting than charging too much. At least when you charge too much, they say no with some respect and dignity intact. When it's too little, they just go, oh my gosh, this person's not ready to play with us. So I mean, these are just some of the things you know, these are some of the things I say in this thing. You know, whatever their thing is, you know, geez, you got to know that stuff going on. So, I mean, these websites that we went to, when we looked at these things, they'll have what their thing is kind of about. Be the difference. You know, that's their theme on this one. So that, you know, in this example, we would write that this is about, you know, you would use that in your conversation with Roz. All right, so my challenge for you is to research one of these, research 10 of them, get something in front of the people, and fail so miserably on one that you just feel like crying, and then call me and say, I failed on one, and I will freaking jump through the ceiling. Because, you know, you just, it's like insisting that you have to have everything in place before you go, and it just doesn't work that way. You know, you have to just go.
Okay.
All right. You can do that. So you got your stuff for the, you got your ideas for looking for conferences, the stuff we did at the beginning. You got a commitment to do a couple of these things. You got your script to write for your 30-second. It's not even that. It's probably like a 20, 25-second. And honestly, in those things, you need to be speaking about 140, 150 words a minute. So the script I'm looking at, to fit in 25 seconds is probably about 70 words, 75 words. Because yeah, you're going to have the first 5 or so seconds of it saying, hey, I'm Tracy Tam, and I want to show you something for your upcoming conference. Boom. And then you go into the B-roll and the recorded thing. So it's 25 seconds there. And then you're going to send them an email, a LinkedIn, a Twitter, you know, however you can find to get to them. You're going to call me a voicemail form that I just sent you an email, a Twitter, a LinkedIn message, you know, however you did it to them, and just say, check it. I'm going to call you back on Friday at noon. I want to talk to you about this. But I'm telling you, get someone pissed off, get someone to say no, get someone to have a conversation. And, you know, all of a sudden you're going to have a lot of the car built that you can't picture right now. And you'll have one of these conversations where you'll get to say some of this stuff, Tracy. I know it. You'll get into a conversation where you'll be going, thank God I have these notes in front of me. And just start chatting. Start listening more than you chat. And just saying, tell me about your event. Who have you had in the, you know, what, here, let me just get a couple of questions on here. What have you done in the past? Opening session. You know, whichever of these you're talking about. Man, someone's opening a lot of my emails. Okay, so, you know, just keep these in mind while you're having either email or conversations with them. Just ask one of these and get them talking, you know?
Yeah. And what if you don't hear from them?
If they don't what?
What if you don't hear from them?
You keep going. We're not stopping, you know? Any of these people, just keep going until their conference date passes. I mean, this is March, and if it's in September, You know, this is about like getting on the horse, like cinching into the saddle and just saying, I'm not coming off this thing, no matter how much it either bucks or sits still. I'm just going to stay on.
I get that, but do I send the same message to them?
Definitely. Change the subject, send a new message, send them again.
The same thing.
Unless you have some proof that they opened it. And if you have proof that they opened it, send them something different.
Okay. Right.
But just say, I'd love to talk to you about this event. Have you had a chance to open? And I'll tell you, do you use anything that's showing you Mago or Streak? Mago?
But I was thinking with the LinkedIn, you wouldn't know.
Well, with the LinkedIn, if you have an account that allows you to send in-mails, they'll tell you when it's been read.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yep. In-mails, you can see when they've been read.
Is that worth investing in?
What's that?
Is that worth me investing in?
Yeah, LinkedIn's huge, man. LinkedIn is huge. I mean, and it's really something else. You may be able to go onto their chat support and say, I've been a member for whatever, 3 or 4 years. I'm really thinking of trying a entry level plan that lets me send in mails or do deeper searches. Do you have a coupon or is there some way I can try it for a month for free or a discount? And they'll send you something.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, just to see if you use it. If you have, it's like when you have a health club member, which I'm only saying now because this new health club opened up and I got a 7-day free trial. I'm like swimming every single day there now, you know? And then I'll join at the end, but it's so funny. Like when you have that window of things, you just go, oh man, I'm going to use this thing while I have it.
Yeah.
All right. So you got a lot to do.
I do. And thank you for kicking my ass on this.
Man, this is great. You know, and I think the first thing you may want to do is just put the audio of this onto something and just go walk and listen to it again. Maybe take a note or two about, you know, the order of what you want to do, or you probably have it on your notes, but just, and then just make some commitment, no matter how fast your heart beats, no matter how scared you are, or how, you know, no matter what size font that lizard brain of yours puts the headlines of why this won't work, say, I'm going to take these steps. I'm going to do it. Because the font gets lower every time. It gets smaller and there's less resistance. So.
Yeah, well, I'll start off with this, and I'm sure I'll have more questions on, you know, what to charge and stuff later when I get a bit more traction.
Totally. Through that. Yeah, for sure. But, you know, go through this page and, just kind of see if there's any of connections to or anything, someone you may know, someone who knows someone, or a cause you really care about.
Yeah.
Something you've worked for in the past that may be a connection to it. Look at that. What's Canasta? That's interesting. Is that a spotlight of our future? Annual Science Education Conference, the Australian Science Teachers Association. Woof. You come on real close to the camera. Look. Oh my gosh. That's not supposed to happen. I don't even know what button that is. How do I stop it? There we go. you know, come on big from this one and just go, look, the president of America doesn't even believe in science. And we're gonna turn Canasta 67 into magic and then just boom, like right into your video. Like do something bold like that.
Yeah.
And have fun with it.
Will do.
All right, you.
Thanks again.
Oh my gosh, so good to talk to you.
Likewise. You
got a lot going on. Keep scaring yourself, okay?
You do that to me every time.
It's all you have to do, man. Is just keep scaring yourself. All right, talk to you soon, Trace.
Okay. Cheers. Bye. Bye.